Here's the pitch. Swinging a ball, blasted out to right field. Long home run for O'Neill Cruz. He hit that one on a line to the back of the seats in right. Home run number 11. And there's two of them back. It's 11-5.
Our buddy Dan Zangrilli called that, man.
Yes, he sure did.
He really did.
Whenever he was leaving yesterday after his segment, he said, just watch O'Neill Cruz. He'll have a little twinkle in his eye. We were like, huh?
A little twinkle? Why? Well, he's got Ellie on the other side. And he wants to show he's the better Cruz. And he said he might not have the same level of engagement against Atlanta. I think that's emblematic of what O'Neill Cruz has been so far in his still young, budgeting Major League Baseball career, is the inconsistency. And the fact that Dan called it does make me call into question his work ethic's not the right way to say it, but his focus.
Yeah, engagement.
His engagement is the best word for that. Yeah. Like, is he engaged, interested in every game, 162, or is he going out there and letting his God-given natural ability, his 6'7", 250 frame, get the job done for him? And when he's in it, that sliding play was really good. I thought he was going to throw it into the 33rd row. Nope, perfect strike, and he hits that bomb. They ultimately lose the game. I don't know if he's having a good season or not. 729 OPS, 11 homers. I mean, those aren't embarrassing numbers, not by a lot, not by a big stretch, especially compared to, you know, the rest of the Pirates. But Ellie De La Cruz has been better than him, not defensively. Ellie's got like 25 errors. He's on pace to have like 60 errors this year. It's incredible. But Ellie De La Cruz, he hit one real far last night. He's got 14 homers. He's got an 806 OPS. And he's also 3 years younger than O'Neill Cruz. I don't want to do the which De La or regular Cruz would you rather have? Which Dominican shortstop would you rather have? I don't want to do that. Has O'Neill Cruz been good enough, though, I guess, is the question.
I guess he's been good enough because of the injury. But whenever you have talent like that, you expect it to come through probably in a bigger way. But the engagement and the interesting worries me because, you know, how much do you, I mean, you don't really care. You know, you're just out there, you know, making a paycheck and saying like, oh, look at me. Like I can turn it off whenever I want to. And that has a lot to do with, you know, winning and losing and kind of knowing if if your team is good or not. And usually athletes, and this baseball's a little bit different, but like, you know, some guys are out there for themselves and they turn off when they want to. Some guys are out there for themselves and the team, and they know that they, if they play well, that the team will win, and then that will be, that will vault them to be a champion. I don't think that matters to Cruz if he ever makes it to a playoff or wins a series or wins a World Series. I guarantee that probably doesn't even come through his mind. Like, he doesn't care about that.
He's enigmatic. I don't understand him, because I do think that the injury is not an excuse. You play 9 games last year. It's a reason for why he may have had that slow start. Like, baseball is a rhythm sport. You're either seeing fastballs and curveballs, or you're rehabbing your leg and you're not seeing fastballs and curveballs. I think it explains a little bit of the slow start, and his OPS has been up over 800 since May 1st, but when you see what he did last night, it leaves you wanting more, to your point. And when he is engaged, as predicted by Zangrilli, he can be special. You are a 6'7" shortstop with power for days. And while the numbers are not embarrassing, especially in a league right now starved for offense, he's still the 8th best shortstop by OPS in the National League. And there's only 15 teams. So he's middle of the pack, OPS-wise. Mm-hmm. As far as home runs are concerned, he is 6th. So a little bit better than middle of the pack home run-wise for shortstops. Okay, he needs to be one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not one of the best by next season, I think any and all criticisms are going to be warranted. I don't want to crush the guy right now because, again, his OPS is up over 800 since May 1st in a league where like 700 is the average OPS right now. But when you are 6'7", and you can hit a ball the opposite way out, when you can hit a ball to dead center out, when you can pull a mistake pitch into the river, it can't just be about, oh, he throws it really hard. It can't be all about exit velocity. Those need to be predictors of future success, and he needs to more regularly barrel the ball and hit the thing over the fence. Like, I think that's fair to say. Like, they need him. You have three legitimate hitters in your lineup, and I would consider him to be one of them. He needed to be a 30-homer guy this year. Maybe he can still get there.
I mean, so if you're Shelton and you have that one-on-one conversation, or you're Charrington or whoever is closest to him that is a manager or coach on the team, and you have the conversation, they're like, we need you, man. Like, we need you to be engaged all the time. We need you to, try to play at your best all the time. How do you think he would respond to that? What do you think he would say back?
I don't know, because what I hear about him is he's just this real goofy guy.
He's young.
And he's young. And I'm saying that as, like, a good thing. Like, but you need to take it serious. Like, there needs to be a melding of Henry Davis, who takes it so seriously that he can't get out of his own head, and O'Neal Cruz, who everything seems to be a joke. You need to meld those two things.
And then you have Paul Skeens, who takes it very serious, who's younger.
Yeah. Oh, it can't be just an age thing. Like, immaturity is immature. I have friends who are my age that are a lot less mature, weirdly, if you listen to the show, than I am. You know, I got two kids. I turn on Radio Guy and I go home, I got to be a dad. You know, like, there's maturity, then there's not maturity. I don't think age is always a maturity thing. Or maturity is always an age thing. I guess I should say it that way. You're right. Like, Skeens, mature. Jared Jones, mature. I think Henry Davis is mature. He just needs to take some of the pressure off of him. O'Neal Cruz wants to be this lighthearted, fun guy in the clubhouse from everything that I understand, and that's all well and good. But Jared Jones was ticked off at him the other day because he wouldn't throw the ball back to him. Give me the bleeping ball, he said. O'Neal Cruz was in the outfield pantomiming catching the ball whenever the center fielder caught it 10 feet behind him in the Paul Skeens start the other day. If I'm Paul Skeens, I want to slap him upside the head, because how many times have we seen balls drop in? How many times have we seen outfielders run into each other with the Pirates this year? Because you don't know who's calling off whom. So there is more there. You can be satisfied with the performance relative to the rest of the Pirates, and you can, like I have referenced, that he's had the above 800 OPS since May. But there's more there, and you need him to be engaged. And you're right, Derek Shelton, I don't know if he has. You need to talk to
him. It's his job to do that, to bring the most out of him, the best.
Almost every day he should be sitting down with him
and
keeping him focused.
Yes.
I had not thought about the engagement level thing until Zangrilli was talking about it yesterday, but that makes a ton of sense. I had thought the ups and downs have to do with missing a lot of baseball games last year. And again, I don't think you can dismiss that out of hand. But when Zangrilli called the performance, that's pretty telling to me. Oh, he's going to go to Cincinnati. It's a team in the division where they've got the Ellie De La Cruz, and he wants to go show out that he's better than him. And then what's he do? He hits a home run, and he has that great play. There's something to that. So, yeah, I would say Derek Shelton, man, it's incumbent upon you. Like, if you're a head coach and you don't get the best out of a Trevor Lawrence, Urban Meyer, you get fired.
Right.
Like, the Los Angeles Chargers coach, you're gone.
Yes.
We'll bring in someone to replace you. You ain't getting the best out of the quarterback. You're not going to be here. This is the, for lack of a better way of saying it, this is the Pirates franchise quarterback, if it's not Skeens, but in terms of hitting.
Yes.
And while he's been pretty good, he can and should be elite. Elite. Give me at least Ellie De La Cruz numbers. And he's not running. He's not stealing bases. People said he could be a 30-30 guy. I'm not seeing that. I wonder if he's afraid to slide.
Maybe.
He's got six steals. He's played 168 games, more than a season. He's only got 19 steals. He legged out what would have been a double play yesterday. The speed is elite. It's top 5%, gotta be, in Major League Baseball. Maybe better than that. He's not stealing bases? Now, I wonder if some of that is the baseball IQ side of things, too. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm very familiar with this type of athlete, because a lot of them think that they have arrived, especially whenever you have a lot of talent and people tell you you have a lot of talent and you're young. You think that you've arrived, and you don't need to take things serious, and you don't want to joke around, and it's like, okay, yeah, I'll be good. You know, I'm good enough. I'm good. Like I'm very familiar with these situations. Not saying that it's possibly I could be wrong here, but I'm just very, very in tune with what is going on with O'Neal Cruz after what Zane Grilly said and after what I saw last night and after watching him in some starts this year. He turns it on when he wants to, and he doesn't whenever he doesn't feel like he has to, because he thinks he's arrived, because he thinks he could do that. No, that's not the case.
And I wonder, you know, Jack Sawinski kind of falls in that bucket a little bit, too. I don't know if it's like an engagement thing or what, but
I think he's just struggling.
Yeah.
I think he's just struggling. I think his confidence is shot.
And once you lose your confidence, man,
it's hard to get back.
Yeah. And then when you look at O'Neal Cruz, there might be an overconfidence kind of deal. Or a cockiness. And I've heard he's a good guy, and he is important to that clubhouse. But good's not good enough when you were supposed to be the next one. And when we talk about this window of 5 years, we all want to focus on this starting pitching. He is as important, differently, but as important, there's no way around this, as Paul Skeens. Of course he is. Players don't look like that guy. A 6'7" shortstop? With all that range, who throws the ball as hard as he does, who hits the ball as hard as he does, he's one of one. He's got Hall of Fame tools. Put it all together. He's a more talented Gregory Polanco.
Mm-hmm.